even with the acceptance of the Truman Doctrine, it appeared Harry Truman would be a less than one-term president. In the 1948 election, Governor Thomas Dewey of New York seemed sure to win. That didn't stop Truman. Boarding a train for a cross-country trip on September 17, 1948, Truman was overheard by reporters telling his running mate Albin Barkley, "I'm going to give him hell." His opponents sneered that the small towns where Truman spoke were whistle stops, towns too small for a real train station. Soon crowds at these whistle stops were shouting, "Give him hell, Harry," as Truman denounced not his presidential rival, but what he called the do-nothing Congress. Here's a recording of an actual Harry Truman whistle stop speech in Cheriton, Iowa, on the second day of his tour.
"I've had a wonderful tour today, beginning at Rock Island, Illinois, and they tell me this is the last town in Iowa I'll stop. And I regret that, because at every place I've been, the crowds have been just like this, and they've been exceedingly cordial. And I feel that Iowa is beginning to wake up to the situation, and on November the 2nd, I won't have to say much more about them voting Democratic." In 1932, the farmers were hopelessly in debt. Their indebtedness has been reduced by more than 50%, and they have $18 billion in assets. Think of that. Just think of that. Now, there are people in this United States that would like to go back to that condition, when labor was receiving an average of 45 cents an hour, and when the farmer was getting 3 cents for hogs and 15 cents for corn and burning his corn because it wasn't worth the price. Those same people now have made an attempt to do away with the price support program, which is responsible for this immense production which we've had in the last 7 years and which has kept millions of people in this world alive. I'm asking you just to read history, to use your own judgment, and to decide whether you want to go forward with the Democratic Party or whether you want to turn the clock back to the horse and buggy days with such people as made up that do-nothing 80th Republican Congress. You know that there were more and bigger lobbies in Washington than any time in the history of the Congress of the United States. They spent more money lobbying for special privilege in this 280th Congress than has been spent in Washington in the whole history of the country. Now, why did they do that? Because they wanted to take you to town. Now, some of you are going to get taken to town if you don't use your privilege on Election Day. You stayed at home in 1946 and you got the 80th Congress and you got just exactly what you deserve. You didn't exercise your God-given right to control this country. Now you're going to have another chance. If you let that chance slip, you won't have my sympathy. If you don't let that chance slip, you'll do me a very great favor, for I'll live in the White House another 4 years. It's been a very great pleasure to be at Iowa. I appreciate it.